Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Drivers for the Memphis area, $10,000 sign-on bonus, $70,000 starting salary, plus daily incentive pay and quarterly performance bonus. Requires timely delivery of products for multi-drop food service customers, home nights and weekends. Best-in-class benefits package that covers all of your health care needs. Must have high school diploma or a GED, one-year delivery driver experience, and Class A CDL with 3 years clean MVR. Apply today by clicking on careers at pfgc.com. pfgc.com.
SOB has two locations now open for dine-in. Safety first, so bring your mask. Or take your SOB home to go. Curbside or with Uber Eats. See South of Beale's expanded menu with filet mignon, New York strip, warm grain bowls. No worries, they still have their favorites like General Tso's cauliflower, Zaka bowl, maple bacon braised Brussels sprouts, and others. Sunday brunch, birthdays, anniversaries, or just because. Make it SOB on South Main and now at the old interim restaurant space. Eat and sip adventurously. SouthofBeale.com.
Guys, one of the things I love about betting basketball on FanDuel is I'm always finding those new player props that I like. That's what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. I've done it. It's called a same game parlay bet, and you can only find them on FanDuel. You want to bet Ja Morant's point total, assist number, think Jonas Valanciunas is going to go over 17.5 points, put it all together, maybe with a money line bet, maybe with a total bet. And I tell you what, bet a little, win a lot. Right now, new users and existing users can get up to $25 back each day if your parlay falls one leg short with same game parlay insurance. That's why I bet on FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of Radio.com and 92.9 FM ESPN, and you get those winnings in as little as 24 hours. So just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today to try same game parlay and use promo code JSMITH at signup. That's J-S-M-I-T-H. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Who that? Who that? Hey, who that? Who that? Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to open one and stay in home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated. That mean my tables turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? Who that? I got that flame. Who that? Who that? I got that flame. Who that? Who that? I got that flame. So don't worry about, don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to your Tuesday, February 23rd. Grizzlies coming off a loss. We'll dive into that. Losers to the Mavericks last night, 102-92 on the road. Didn't even take a big game from Luka Doncic last night. Grizzlies not good. Continue to shoot the ball poorly. Justice Winslow, womp-womp. Man, went 1-10. There will be time to be better. And we'll need Justice Winslow to be better. Tell you what, though, maybe a little bit of good news for Memphis basketball fans. Wichita State and SMU have canceled their series this week. Maybe it's good news, maybe it's not for Memphis. We'll see. But there appears to be an opening for Wichita State at least this week. Now, Memphis has already got plans this week. Starting tomorrow, it's going to play Tulane, right, John? On Sunday, it'll play at Cincinnati. But I want to ask you the question today. Maybe we'll be able to find out. Could you slide Wichita State in there now that it's not going to be able to play SMU? SMU now out because of its COVID pause will not be able to play what would have been two very important games for those two teams. Two teams, one of them, SMU's on the bubble right now. Wichita State able to get on the bubble. Would have been two very important games. Well, now they've been postponed. That news came out yesterday after the show. Could you get, you know, Penny has said he wants to get the Wichita State and Houston games rescheduled. Could you slide in that Wichita State game maybe on a Friday, John, on this coming Friday between Tulane and Cincy? I don't know. Maybe we can ask the question today.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like there's much momentum there, but maybe, Jason, we can speak it into existence.
Lord help us.
Although I do not believe there is much hope of that happening at this point. It all could probably very well be in vain. We got a big show planned for you today. Lots to come. Ryan McDonough is going to join us at 11:25 from Radio.com Sports. We will talk to him about the Grizzlies, about Ja Morant, who
is slumping.
I'm not sure if it's an issue will linger for his entire career, or if it's something that will get better. But there's no doubt that the three-point shot is just completely unreliable for Ja Morant at this point. And look, he still scored 22 points last night. But there's no doubt that he is struggling from deep. And we will get into what that means and, you know, how much of a sort of hindrance that would be for Ja, you know, if it doesn't improve from here on out in his career. We'll get into all that with Ryan McDonough at 11:25. Then at 12:25, Ryan Silverfield. He is, of course, a Memphis football coach. He is going to join us. We will talk to him. The schedule's out for Memphis football. We'll get into that, get his thoughts on the quarterback situation. They're having a spring game, Jason. They announced that a couple of weeks ago.
Got a QB battle.
I know they're excited to get back out in front of some fans for that. And it's all part of the path to recovery. So we'll get into all of that with Ryan Silverfield. Got
Gus Malzahn down at UCF now.
Yeah. Yep,
I guess you expect similar from them, that they'll be offensively oriented. They'll be high scoring affair. You expect the same thing for them under Malzahn.
Yeah, so new faces, new places. We'll get into all of that with Ryan Silverfield at 12:25. So that is the show today, but we got a question for you today.
Now, it's time for 92.9's Jason and John Show. Question of the day.
Yesterday, Penny Hardaway had a press conference, and he talked about, like you, wanting to reschedule some games and what games he would like to have rescheduled. He wants to play Wichita State. He wants to play Houston again.
And at least one, I think, is how he bottom-lined that.
And he was asked, I guess at one point in this press conference, whether or not the Tigers would accept an NIT bid if they can't make the tournament, if they don't get into the NCAA tournament. And by the way, we're going to have Joe Lunardi on the show tomorrow, and we will ask him about that. If they don't get into the tournament, would they accept a bid to the NIT? Penny, of course, said, I'm locked in right now. I'm not sure whether or not we would accept a bid to the NIT. So here's the question. If Memphis does not make the NCAA tournament, would you want them to accept a bid and an invitation to the NIT? They'll clearly be an NIT team, most likely, if they're in the conversation for an NCAA tournament. They do what they're supposed to do the rest of the way. They will more than likely be – now, here's the thing. It's a smaller field.
16-team field, reportedly, that will all be played all together in New York. Won't be any of those home games like you see previously in the NITs in those early rounds.
But unless they just totally collapse here at the end, I don't expect Memphis – I would expect Memphis, you know, to get that invitation. So that is the question. Would and should Memphis accept an invitation to the NIT? And I will come out right now and be very, very clear, unequivocal about this. The answer is absolutely not. In no way, shape, or form should Memphis accept an NIT bid this year. And the reason I say that is twofold. One is, this is a different NIT. It might be a different conversation. You know, if you had fans.
Talked about that yesterday.
You could have home games. Mm-hmm. And it was just, you know, because let's be honest. You know, this year has just been a very non-typical year, and it has not felt like a normal year. And so if you are able to, at the end of the season, give fans an opportunity to come into the building and support for postseason games, then, you know, you should probably do that. But this is not what would happen. The NIT is going to be in, I believe, Madison Square, right? Is that where it's going to be?
Just that it's in New York. Okay. I'm supposing – I know likely the finals would be there. But I'm assuming with 16 teams, you can get it all in there. It's just been reported from John Feinstein that right now in New York, I don't think that necessarily it's all in Madison Square. But it seems like you could get that done.
Yeah. So it's not even going to be in Memphis. You're not even going to have home games. I think it would be embarrassing. I think it would be embarrassing for this team in this year where there were real expectations for Memphis to for people to look up and Memphis is playing not in the NCAA tournament, but in the NIT. That is not where this Memphis team was ever supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing catastrophic happened. There was no James Wiseman departing. There was no transfer in the middle of the year that derailed them. I mean, it was just a byproduct of, you know, being indecisive with your offense to start the year, indecisive with your rotations and your lineups to start the year. And eventually you settle into something and you have what resembles a decent season, right? You've won 6 of your last 7 before the COVID pause. But I would say it would be the answer is no, because it would be damaging to your brand for people to once again look up at Memphis basketball, and they're playing in a tournament, but it's not the NCAA tournament. It's the NIT. Memphis is playing the NIT. It was Penny's first year. It was great. Jeremiah, all of that. We don't need to go through that again. We don't need to. Nobody needs to or wants to get up for NIT games. They don't matter. They're not even going to be in front of fans in Memphis. Absolutely, unequivocally, no. You should say not no, but hell no. In fact,
Brad's hit the button. That
wow.
means he agrees.
Don't.
No, I actually disagree.
Don't even send me the invitation. Don't even send me the invite. I have no interest in your tournament.
Yeah,
I'd rather stay at home.
What do you think, Jason? Take it or not take it.
It ain't the CBI. Right? It's not the ones that you got to pay to play, and that's what we've always said around here. No way.
Mm-hmm.
So just want to say that before we get into it. I do feel like it's a question
mm-hmm.
that you have to ask yourself, if you're Penny, does it help my brand or does it hurt my brand?
Right.
And John brings up some really good points. Right now, the only thing that's reported that it's in New York, not even that it's at Madison Square Garden. Can you imagine an NIT that's not at MSG? You know what I'm saying? That adds, though, to your point about it not being what it usually is. Usually it's the next best thing.
Right.
And yes, it's not what we expect here at Memphis. Let's be clearly that. But usually it's the next best thing.
Yep.
And, John, something that, especially early on in your tenure, can be something that propels you. We saw that happen with John Calipari.
Absolutely.
Right? Now that
a passer at Georgia Tech.
Passer at Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in that
championship
game. Yeah,
well,
I remember it.
Well, has it propelled him? I guess if he makes the tournament.
If he makes
the tournament this year.
I mean, they're
close. They're on the bubble now.
I don't know.
It didn't propel them like it propelled John.
No, I mean,
who certainly built off that.
But, your point is that early on in a tenure, it can be a good thing.
But this one's different. This one's different, especially if it's not. And again, I'm assuming that you find some way to play that thing at MSG. But again, that's not the report. The report right now is that it's just going to be in New York. Maybe MSG's already got this thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they're booked up.
Yep.
At this point. But it's not the same. It is not the same. And if it can't help me build my brand, if I can't say, look, this was part of the buildup, right? If that's not, if I can't sell that, then John's probably right. I probably decline. I'm interested to hear your pros point, though, Brad.
Yeah.
Before I come down final, I just want to hear some pros, because I'm with John. There's a lot of cons.
Well, first of all, John's 100% right. Like, in terms of the way you laid out that argument, I think you lay out a good point. We're not an NIT caliber program.
You're not getting them at home, as he laid out.
Right. There are no fans.
So I want to acknowledge this is all sort of spiritual. It's not written in stone.
I acknowledge. Yep.
It's
more
about the spirit of the brand. That said, the reason you don't turn it down is that, you know, obviously there are programs that will accept the bid below
are
worse programs than you, because they see that as an opportunity to do what John did, which is
like
maybe
Wichita State should accept an NIT bid.
Absolutely.
100%. They're going to be close. They've got to win over Houston.
Isaac Brown, you know, his group, you know, experience.
I mean, SMU metrically is higher than Wichita State. They'd be one of those teams as well.
And I think all those programs do that. Right?
Yep.
Do you think they'd take it if we don't take it?
Those two do, I think.
Yeah.
And I think SMU, too,
but
because SMU has a bunch of seniors.
I'm glad you said that, because that's what I want to come back to.
But I take the bid, and here's why. Because you're going to get a chance to nuance this if you're Penny, if you do accept that bid, having not made the NCAA tournament, and you get to start with, listen, we're an NCAA tournament program, guys. We're doing this. This is not ideal for us. You know, this, and frankly, it sucks, but we're going to go try to win this thing. We're one of 16 teams that were accepted into this thing. So you are going to get a chance as a head coach to speak to it and nuance it a little bit.
I think Memphis will accept it. Yeah. Let me say that. Yeah. I think they will.
I think the points, Brad, are making a fair.
But I don't think they should.
You're going to spin it.
I don't think they should.
You get to spin
they
it.
Will,
it sucks. It sucks. But it's the best of the S sandwich.
Right.
And so you take the S sandwich and you get to say, look, we're not an S sandwich program. You know, we're a good sandwich program. However, it also puts you on TV. It continues your brand. You get to have that team bond a little more and figure some stuff out in a year where you actually couldn't figure some stuff out because it was all screwed up due to these 3-week outages. So I take it.
That would be the argument for doing it. Is pretty much everything that you just laid out, Brad, is that it's just more games, right?
You're going to be on television.
And you're going to be, yes.
People telling Penny Hardaway stories.
Look, UNLV's right? Not going to make the NIT. So, I wish to hell they were making the NIT.
But I think...
And you'll have a bunch of teams that wish they were in the field.
Yes.
Right? Because to them, it's still the second best thing to the NCAA tournament. It's different for a Memphis team we expected to be further along than this year. Like that's where you have the problem with it.
Your points were great, though.
It's just like the only reason you would do it is just for more games. Like that's, other than that, and I think the scenario, Brad, that you lay out, which is let's go win this thing, sounds great. But what happens when you get beat in the first round?
Listen, but see, you
that wouldn't look good with what's happening, unfortunately, with Vandy and with you know because there seems to be some people want to put Penny in that boat already, right? Yep. Say this thing's not going to be Michigan, not going to be Juwan Howard. So going out first round would only be ammo for that narrative.
Yep.
And again, I ain't telling you it's there. I've told you yesterday it's closer to Michigan than it is to those programs, but a first round loss in it absolutely will go
and
to that narrative.
The separation is not going to be great with a 16-team field.
But, again, we've talked about how talented this team is. You tell me, I mean, is that not where they're suited to where they could make a run,
guys,
a team like this? If it ain't turning the ball over 20 times, you tell me it couldn't make a win a 16-team tournament with the talent it's got?
This is really touchy to me because at a certain point, and I mean this for my 13-year-old.
And if you win it, that can be a good thing.
I mean this for my 13-year-old. I mean it for this show. I mean it for anything in life. You got to put up or shut up at any time in your life with these brands or with anything.
I agree.
And if you're Penny Hardaway, dadgummit.
Well,
that's
what I'm saying. Go
win the dadgum NIT. It's like, and I know you guys rail on me about my Penn State take, and it's sort of funny, but the truth of the matter is go win the dadgum thing. Go win something. Go try to be Memphis.
But I think
you were better without the Penn State part of that.
You follow me.
You
what
were
I'm
rolling.
Saying.
You were right. rolling.
But
forget the Penn State argument.
I think about
my 13-year-old. Go put up or shut up if you're a good player at any level. If you're Memphis or whoever.
My counter to that
would
be
go put up or shut up in the NIT.
I don't think
don't say you're better than that when this is what you've got.
We're
and it's
not
in front
better
of you.
Than anybody
well,
at
I,
this
I,
point.
I don't think winning the NIT is putting up though. You know,
it's
because
something,
that
though.
Is not where Penny ever thought this program would be in year three.
No, he said we were going to win a national championship,
John.
This is
not where he wanted to be. This is not where he aspired to be. This is what this was and has never been the goal for Memphis under Penny Hardaway. It was, man, let's just make a run in the NIT in year three. It was, let's get a number one recruiting class. They did that.
The counter to that would be you haven't even been in a position to get to that, though, the last few years. You and me clearly agree, where Memphis belongs is the tournament. The counter-argument to what you're saying would be, is that not representative of a build back up to where you're trying to get to go?
God.
I mean, it was okay.
It was okay.
I'll put it to you this way.
That's awful.
I'll put it to you this way. It was okay for Cal, but not for Penny.
Yeah, that was year two.
Guys, this is where we're at.
That was year two.
This is us looking in the mirror.
They were NIT year. Well, they were an NIT team year one. They were an NIT team year two. They're an NIT team year three.
Okay, so for Penny, it was year three that he's NIT and maybe make a deep run. For Cal, it was year two. But it's not like you're making the judgment on Penny this year. You've already that judgment's going to be reserved, John, because you've done it. You've signed him up for 5 more years. And so that's the thing, whether it was year two, and if you say it's year two, John went on to be a success, so it's got to be year two for Penny. That seems silly to try to make it apples to apples there. If it's year three for Penny, again, the issue here for me is I believe I'm with you. I'm just making the counter argument.
Right.
And what I think you think is that they'll accept it.
Yes.
The points of why they
I do believe
again,
they will accept it.
He'll be on TV. It'll be broadcasters telling Penny's story.
It's more games. You lost so many games.
And while you and I might not buy it that you're where you want to be,
right.
And clearly Penny could not say we're where we want to be, it's just like what Brad said. You'd sell it as if, look, We were one of 16 teams. The best we could do. This ain't a pay for play. We feel honored to be, you know, honored to be invited, and we're going to go in and go. I think that's probably where they're going to end up coming down. Although, John, you lose first round, I feel what you're saying. It could hurt your brand even more than it's been hurt by the drought.
I just feel like at least if you don't play, like, you can't be the butt of a joke. If you don't play in the NIT, nobody can sit there and say, oh, look at Memphis. Once again, they're just in the NIT. They want all the smoke. They're in the NIT again.
Isn't what Brad's saying, though, true at some point? We got to stop talking about what we think they should be, and they got to do it.
Go get in the rink,
right?
Bro.
At some point,
get in the ring.
That doesn't change the fact that you and I think they came up short this year on the NCAA tournament. That should have been the goal, and it should have been achieved.
I agree with you.
But at some point, don't you have to just – you're not the program you thought you were.
You're not there.
At some point, the rubber's got to hit the road and go do it.
That's right.
You know, it's
– so what are we supposed to – y'all want to throw a parade if they win it?
No.
Hell no. Hell to the no.
No, it won't be a parade.
I'd actually feel a lot better if they win an NIT than not playing and won.
Well, the problem is losing early. It would be a bad look.
Oh, sure it would. But
it's a 16-team field, right?
Who's going to be more talented than you in the NIT? That's the question. So you should play well.
And who is more talented than you in the AAC?
I know too. In this, you know, we can say it doesn't matter, right? Because that brand, or we'll say brand matters more. But those players, if they don't get the NCAA tournament bid they want, they're going to want to play.
And by the way,
they're going to want to play because their season got shortened. The season got shortened, right? They had the COVID pause.
Yeah.
Really, two of them, one on other teams, then 3 weeks on their own. They're going to want the more games, because especially if they're feeling like they're playing good basketball.
But you don't sit here trying to tell me that these dudes are going to get up to go play freaking, NIT caliber basketball. They're just not.
I didn't say you on get up, and I didn't say you on a parade. I told you what I think Memphis would do and why I think they would do it. I'm with you. It could backfire on you. It'd be real ugly. You go to the NIT this year, especially if it ain't an MSG, you better make the Final Four, right?
At minimum, if you're
and then,
the
and then when you do, nobody's having a parade.
No.
Because all we can say to this, even if you're Final Four in the NIT, you win the damn thing, all we can say is, yeah, that represents some buildup, but they're still not where we thought they should be.
Poll so far, 72% say yes.
Interesting. I thought it might go the other way, where it'd be more no. I saw Marty first answer we got was no way.
Yeah.
And again, are we saying this is going to be on ESPN Plus? It's going to be on ESPN.
Hey,
it's a great argument.
Something's going to be on ESPN Plus. And I was talking to somebody the other day.
Well, it's only 16 teams, though. Does ESPN 2 need content at that point that you're going to get your game? Because that matters. That matters.
Okay. I mean, yeah, but you're going to have
to your brand.
Basketball. You're going to have a lot of stuff going on. I was talking to a basketball guy the other day who was like, if you're on ESPN Plus, you suck.
I agree. I mean, I tweet. I don't want to watch them. You want to play off of ESPN Plus.
If you're on ESPN Plus, you suck.
But I got to think at that point, the ESPN 2 is going to need the content or something,
right.
And that's what I'm saying, you'll be more on that than you would the Plus. I'm with you. ESPN Plus sucks.
At a certain point,
you want to play off ESPN Plus.
At a certain point, you got to look no matter who you are and what you do, you got to look yourself in the mirror and say, we're a team that needs to go beat Tulsa.
No, we're
I mean, that is true, but I would also say, like, Don't you have to aspire to more, though? Like,
aspiring for more, bro.
I don't think you have to stop, though, just because you haven't achieved it.
No,
right?
but you got to get in the ring.
I think you have to look at the way you're doing things.
And I hear what you're saying, I agree with the aspirations for this. I just think at a certain point, it's put up or shut up.
I just worry about what do you have to gain by playing in the NIT? Like, what are the gains?
More TV, more exposure, and probably those 16 teams will be on Big Boy ESPN.
But how many people are sitting around watching the NIT?
Gamblers will.
No, but again, but you will give up. It's not the CBI.
I'll bet.
Right, it's not the CBI.
Right,
yeah. It's not the CBI.
Teams that make runs in the NIT, it can be the buildup. We've seen it year after year after year.
It
can be the buildup to that next year where you finally do make the push. Again, I think fundamentally I'm with you. I don't like the idea of Memphis.
I'm with you,
especially
as well.
If the NIT is off brand.
The brand.
You're not even playing at MSG. I'm hoping you can get those in. I don't like that. The idea you'd be on the plus. I'm hoping that's not the case. But I think ultimately with this team's talent, again, this is assuming they don't make it. So they got to be one of the best 16 outside of the tournament, you would think, with this talent that's on the roster. Man, go win the damn thing. And forget, you know, all
go
this idea
win
that
NIT, boys.
No, because
win
I think unfortunately, John,
thank
where
you,
I want to be with, I think your argument is rooted in this program's better than the NIT, and if it doesn't make the tournament this year, the fact is it can't claim that. And you better just go. You better just go get what you can get at this. Again, not the CBI. It's the NIT.
This sounds like some tubby talk. That's what this sounds like. This sounds like.
Well, hello there.
Well, we were picked fifth, and that's where we finished.
I don't know. Come on to my recruiting room.
Again,
at my house.
We can't say the only difference between Cal and Penny in this case is that it was year two and year three. I mean, that's not. At this point, this team probably needs more games. That with the way the season's gone.
What is Memphis basketball? Who knows?
Well, hello then.
Yeah, at this point, it's can you get an NIT bid if you miss the tournament?
Oh,
that's where you are.
John, oh, that's horrible.
Man,
it is an S sandwich. There's no doubt about it. Let's get in that tournament. Let's be hopeful. Get in that tournament.
I'll be curious to see where this poll goes through the show. Right now, pretty landslide.
First, you gotta beat Temple. All right. Let's start with the game. I'm gonna do some coach speed. Hey, let's
What if you got Duke in that thing?
Man, Duke ain't going to the NIT.
Are you sure?
Duke ain't going to the NIT.
They're on the bubble all of a sudden. I mean, what if the bubble pops? You tell me they're not. What if you got? What if Louisville's in it? You know, that's what I'm saying. My point is like the 16 teams there. It'll look more like NIT than it will CBI.
And I'm not going to be able to make the.
But coach, you guys were getting so much better without Jalen Johnson. It's huge for your season. It could be the buildup in the next year.
Can you mute this?
Why don't you continue? You can win it.
Can you mute this call, please? The reporter here.
What's your major?
I've got a cabana in Cancun I got to get to.
Yeah, so no, he ain't playing in the damn NIT. So you really want that Duke matchup from South Dakota?
My point is that the names might be better than you think. That's my point.
All right, well, we will come back. Ryan McDonough is going to join us on the other side. We will absolutely revisit this. Take your calls, revisit the poll, all that and more. Ryan McDonough on the other side. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses and contacts. Well, thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, that freedom could be yours. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way. At the LASIK Vision Institute, we're offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye, plus affordable financing. Go to LASIK.com and see if LASIK is right for you. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Technology and experience all more affordable than you might imagine. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. That's LASIK.com. Individual results vary. $220 per eye price available based on prescription. Go to LASIK.com for details. Patients age 40 and over will likely experience the need for reading glasses.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin. With all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
And Grizzlies take it on the chin last night. Final score not indicative of the way that game went in Dallas. Tough stretch for the Memphis Grizzlies. Ryan McDonough is a Radio.com NBA insider. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbook don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. He joins us now. Ryan, how you doing, man? Appreciate the time.
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. Always good to be on with you.
So,
pleasure to have you.
Can we get a rebate on Justice Winslow?
Oh, man. That is tough. I'll tell you what, I'm glad I'm doing this show with you instead of being in a front office, because I don't miss those kind of things when you trade for a player and you think you're going to get something and then he's a little bit banged up. It's always tough, but Grizzlies fans obviously hope that long-term Justice gets healthy and looks like the talented young player who was starting to break out in Miami rather than the guy who's been injured a lot since he arrived in Memphis.
It was a long wait just to see a guy come out and shoot 17% combined in his first two games. Now, granted, his first game action in over a year, so that should be said. But from what you've seen of Justice, I think with this wait, right, came this anticipation and this hope. It all mounted that he would sort of be this silver bullet in some ways, right? Because look, we saw in Miami there were times where when he was healthy, he looked great. What have you made of Justice Winslow in these two games, and do you think there is hope that he can be a real contributor for the Grizzlies?
Well, I think there's hope. I think it's important to keep in mind that even though Winslow improved his shooting when he was in Miami, he's still not a great outside shooter. I think that's one of the weakest parts of his game. And I know he's really struggled through the floor in his first two games, 4 for 24 combined from the floor and only 2 for 9 from three. But I do think it's important for Grizzlies fans to keep in mind that this is a very unusual year. Obviously, neither the team nor Winslow had a training camp, had a preseason. With COVID, that exacerbates things, I think, with the testing and all that. So at 24 years old, I'd urge Grizzlies fans to be patient with him. I think he has to play better. He's certainly talented enough to do that. But yeah, there have been some short-term growing pains. And unfortunately for Winslow and the Grizz, in the two games Justice has been in the lineup, the team hasn't been very competitive. First Saturday, they get routed by Phoenix. And then obviously last night with the blowout in Dallas.
You know, take away the blowout to Dallas and to Phoenix. How would you say they've navigated the season so far at the Grizzlies as a whole? Sitting at 13-14, you just laid some of it out. Haven't had Justice, but even more importantly, haven't had Jaren Jackson. To be sitting here, I guess, a game out of eighth, how would you characterize how the organization's done so far?
Yeah, they're 10th in the Western Conference, despite the two losses in a row. I think they're just below league average on both ends of the court when I look at the numbers in terms of offensive and defensive rating. They're 18th in both of those categories. But the recent trend's a little bit concerning defensively, guys. In January, they had the best defense in the entire NBA, which was very impressive considering that they were missing Winslow, and Jackson's been out, as you mentioned. In February, they're a bottom five defensive team. So I think Taylor Jenkins and his staff will have to figure out what has changed, what has slipped recently on the defensive end of the court. But they were surprisingly competitive over the first few months of the season, guys, in my opinion, in a loaded Western Conference without Jaren Jackson Jr. and without Winslow. I wasn't sure how competitive they would be. They have been competitive, and in my opinion, they've done enough to hang in the play-in mix in the Western Conference. Keep in mind, for your listeners this year, you only have to get in the top 10 in the conference. If you're in that 7-10 range, you're in the play-in game. So I think that should be a goal for the Grizzlies, and I think that goal is achievable, but in order to do that, they need Jaren Jackson Jr. Back in the league until after the All-Star break.
We are, of course, talking to Radio.com NBA insider Ryan McDonough here on the show. I don't think anybody would ever accuse Ja Morant of being a great knockdown three-point shooter, but his numbers are from deep just paltry this year, basically shooting 21%. And he was 1 of 4 from the free throw line last night, oddly enough. Will this hold him back? And do you think it's something that will get better over his career? Can it hold him back? Just how would you assess the importance of his three-point shot and as to his development?
It's important for his development individually and for the growth and development of the team. One of the positive trends is I always look at the free throw numbers first, because obviously that's a fixed shot. And what NBA analytics guys will tell you is that college free throw numbers in particular tend to translate better as far as how a guy is going to shoot threes or may shoot threes in the NBA, even than college three-point percentage, because college threes are more random and they're limited attempts. As I look at Ja's free throw percentages through his first couple years in the NBA, 77.6 a year ago, and then just under 79% this year. So that means he's got a decent stroke and he has decent touch, which is what my eyes tell me as well. He's going to need to get better from beyond the three-point line, guys, because with his size and speed and athleticism, if he can't make threes, teams are going to continue to go under screens on him defensively. They're going to sag off him. They're going to try to wall off the paint and crowd the lane, whether it's on Valanciunas or Jackson when he's back in the lineup, or the other interior players from Memphis, and so those shots are going to be there for Ja, and in order to keep defenses honest, he needs to make them at a decent rate. If he's able to do that, guys, that changes how teams guard him, and then when they have to go over the screen eventually with his athleticism and size and speed, when he gets going downhill, he'll be unguardable, even in half-court settings.
How active do you think this team might be, a team like the Grizzlies might be at the trade deadline? I mean, if you're them, are you taking more calls than you're making, Ryan? How would you approach it if you're the Grizz and knowing what the long-term plans are and sort of knowing the assets that you do have?
Yeah, I think the difficult part, if you're Zach Kleiman or one of the guys working for him in the front office, is you're really not sure what you have yet with this team without, you know, probably your second best player in Jaren Jackson Jr. The entire year to this point. We talked about Winslow just playing in the two games and his struggles. So my guess, guys, is if the Grizzlies do anything, it'll be very late. Keep in mind the trade deadline this year was pushed back in this very unusual season. The season got off to a late start on December 25th, and the trade deadline is not until March 25th. So we still have just about a month or so until we get there. So I think Memphis will want to wait. Hopefully they get Jackson Jr. back in the lineup before then, and the front office and coaching staff is able to see what the team looks like. And then based on that, figure out what they need, if anything. But my guess is, guys, they will continue to be patient. I think they'll probably hold or maybe make some minor additions or subtractions. I think the Grizzlies' best basketball is 2 or 3 years from now, so I would be surprised if the front office does anything very aggressive to try to prop up a young team in the short term.
Yeah, Jaren Jackson Jr. expected to return shortly after the All-Star break. Ryan, the idea that the All-Star game is happening, you've heard and seen several prominent players come out, LeBron James, et cetera, and say, look, I don't know why this is happening. I'll be there physically, mentally. I will not be there. So there seems to be like a lot of resistance to this. But it wouldn't be happening without the agreement, right, of the Players Association. So what do you make of that, and why there seems to be a disconnect between the players and the NBA on this event happening?
Well, three letters, guys, BRI, which is the money that comes into the league. This is a big money maker for the NBA. It's a big money maker for Turner Sports in general, who is based in Atlanta. That's the main reason they're having the game in Atlanta. So if you listen to what LeBron said and read his words carefully, what he said and what other star players have said as well, Giannis, Kawhi Leonard, said, look, I don't want to do this. I don't feel like it's right, especially during a pandemic. I'd rather spend time with my family. However, I will do it because it's for the good of the league. And I think that's been a consistent sentiment. It was important to Chris Paul and Michelle Roberts running the Players Association that some money went to historically black colleges and universities, which I personally think is great. And looks like they're going to be able to raise at least $2.5 million for that. So there are some benefits. I understand why the players don't like it. I think that's certainly human nature, given all that's going on in the world with COVID. Keep in mind, these guys had the shortest offseason in the history of North American sports, especially LeBron, who went to Game 6 of the NBA Finals. So I get all that, and I think if you look carefully at what he said is, I don't want to do this. I don't like it. I'd rather be with my family, but I will do it because it's what's best for the league.
How impressed have you been, Ryan? What are your thoughts on sort of how it's coming together for the Nets? Are they ahead of where you thought they would be, is sort of trying to work the parts together? 12-4, I think it is, against teams that are better than 500. That's the best rate in the league, win rate in the league against good teams. What do you thought about how the Nets have sort of are bringing it together?
Yeah, the Nets have played excellent basketball, and they've impressed me recently that they're on a West Coast trip and rolled through the Pacific Division. Think of how good that division is, too, guys, with three of the top four teams in the Western Conference, the two teams from L.A. and the Phoenix Suns have been playing great. Brooklyn beat those teams without Kevin Durant. So they're really impressive. It doesn't surprise me a ton that they're very good. I predicted they would win the Eastern Conference prior to the year and then lose to the L.A. Lakers in the finals. I'll stand by that prediction as we sit here in late February. But what's impressed me, guys, is how well they played without Durant. James Harden has really stepped up. He's elevated his play. And then the recent change that I've noticed that's positive if you're a Brooklyn Nets fan is they've defended a lot better. I thought when Harden arrived, their defense was embarrassingly bad at times. They had a bad loss on the road against the Pistons team, which was toward the bottom of the Eastern Conference. Since then, they've made some adjustments. But more than anything, guys, I think they've locked in and focused a lot more on the defensive end. And you've seen the results. They've been the best team in the league against other elite opponents.
LeBron says, don't worry about the load management with me. Did play 43 minutes in that loss last night in OT, obviously to the Wizards. Obviously having to do a lot more with Anthony Davis out. Is that going to come back to haunt them? Is it a deal where we shouldn't be concerned about it, like LeBron says, or should we be? Seems like to me at his age we should be, Ryan.
Yeah, I think we should as well, and the Lakers in particular should. I'll go back a couple years, guys, to a younger player. Remember when James Harden had the phenomenal year and ended up winning the MVP, and he did not want to sit. He was adamant that he play all 82 games. I think he played at least 80 or 81 that year, and then he fizzled out in the playoffs. Now, LeBron's a different player. He's certainly proven that he's more consistent and durable than Harden, especially when you talk about playoff basketball. Now, that being said, LeBron James is 36 years old. He's been in the league almost two decades. When you look at the minutes he's played between NBA regular season, playoffs, and then also internationally for USA Basketball, they're off the charts. So I think without Anthony Davis, who you mentioned, and then in particular, guys, another big subtraction in the recent past for the Lakers is Dennis Schroeder, who's been out of the lineup. I think Schroeder's their second-best playmaker, and Davis is obviously their second-best player overall. I think those two guys, or not having those two guys, has really hurt the Lakers. So I think Frank Vogel on the sideline and Rob Pelinka in the front office have to be really careful and monitor LeBron's minutes. I know what LeBron wants. He's one of the great competitors of all time, but if they need to limit his minutes or even give him a game or two off here or there, I think that's what they should do for the long-term success of the franchise.
And then we saw some coaching movement. Timberwolves move on from Ryan Saunders. I'm sure that was a difficult decision in a number of ways. They immediately hire Chris Finch as soon as they move on from Ryan Saunders. Is that a relationship deal, right? I mean, is that just something where, you know, Rosas kind of has his man, he knows exactly what he's going to do, and he just swoops in? I mean, it just seemed, you know, you don't see that very often in the NBA, a change that quickly and that permanently.
No, in fact, guys, it hasn't happened since 2009. I believe it was when Lionel Hollins was hired by the Brooklyn Nets, that, you know, you have a guy hired in season off another team's bench. Keep in mind that Toronto Raptors had to give permission for Chris Finch to interview and then accept the job in Minnesota. So it's unusual. I think the relationship does help. Gershon Rosas and Chris Finch worked together in Houston. They had a decent amount of success there with the Rockets. But, yeah, it's certainly awkward, you know, given that now Chris Finch, who's coaching his first game tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks, he doesn't have his own staff. He has Ryan Saunders' staff. Those guys are going to stay in place, and I confirmed that late last night. That is the plan for the rest of this season, to keep Ryan Saunders' assistant coaches. So it's a little bit unusual, guys. Not only does Finch have to lead and manage the players and the assistant coaches, but a few of those guys, David Vanterpool in particular, and to a lesser extent Pablo Prigioni, have aspirations to be NBA head coaches themselves. So I imagine they're a little bit upset. Or feel potentially slighted that they were passed over to be, instead of being the interim head coach, Gershon Rosas went outside the organization and brought in Chris Finch from the Toronto Raptors.
Do they have is it more a player problem than anything else? Ryan, I'm just curious on your opinion on Minnesota. They've been down so long. Karl-Anthony Towns, super talented, but you know, we've questioned long, is he the leader type you need? Does he raise the level of play of guys around him? Just sort of your assessment of where Minnesota is, and does it have to just be cleaned all up, or can a new coach sort of finally put the pieces together and they win?
Well, there's a lot of work to do in Minnesota, starting with the fact that you guys know that how good the Western Conference is and how tough it is to win and even, you know, sniff the playoffs in the Western Conference. So I think they have a lot of work to do. One unfortunate thing for Ryan Saunders is they made the big deal for D'Angelo Russell last year with the Warriors. That has not worked out well at all.
Right.
Russell has struggled in a Timberwolves uniform. He reportedly clashed with Saunders, and then now he's injured. He has knee surgery. He's out for the next 4 to 6 weeks. So Chris Finch has his work cut out for him. It's a team that struggles on both ends of the court. Karl-Anthony Towns has missed time with injuries last year, and then this year with COVID, and dealt with an awful, you know, personal stuff with the death of his mother due to COVID last year. So Timberwolves franchise has had a lot go wrong. They think and hope that Chris Finch coming in will start to turn the ship, but I think there's a lot of work to be done, guys, and we'll see what he's able to do. Can the team play better and be more competitive over the next month or so with D'Angelo Russell out of the lineup? That remains to be seen, but it's certainly a big challenge and a daunting task for Chris Finch as he arrives in Minnesota.
Yeah, for sure. Ryan, man, we appreciate the stuff.
Thank
as
you for the
always.
Insight, Ryan.
Thank you.
Hey, always great to be on with you guys.
Yep.
Pleasure.
He is Ryan McDonough, Ray.com NBA Insider. Insider calls presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
You were a shooter in your rec league days.
I still am, brother. That ain't gone nowhere. You can catch me Wednesdays at the Cordova Community Center, big dog.
Didn't ask you all that, but we'll ask you this. When you were in a 1-of-20 slump, like Jai is, was it better if Brad came to you and said, hey, man, you're 1-of-20 right now. You might want to, you know, pass around a little, or maybe work on it a little bit in your off. Was it better if we talked about it, or was it better if you just ignored it? I'm applying this to Taylor Jenkins. Do you just ignore the 1-of-20? Say, y'all go out there, or do you say, hey man, you're struggling right now. Let's do this, get you back on. Like, do you address it or do you ignore it?
No, I mean you can't say
with
that.
Your star player.
You can't say, hey, maybe we should start passing the ball a little bit more, you know, because it's all about confidence.
Well, clearly it's gonna be everybody in the room The elephant is this. We all know. Taylor knows it. John knows it. We know it. He's got to get better from three-point range.
Yes.
So does it help anything saying it when he's struggling?
Well, no.
Or do you just completely ignore it?
I'll
know
be
what
honest.
I'm
like,
the elephant in the room is that John's awful from three right now. It's limiting what they can do.
In my pickup days, man, you can tell if a guy can shoot or not, right? Like, you can look at the way he shoots. You can look at his form. Like, you can tell.
You can look at the confidence in his face a lot of times. Well, I think with Ja right now, you could see it, right?
Ryan said something about the free throw percentage that was encouraging, which was the percentages from those year one and then the college years.
John pointed out, though, he's missing last night.
He was one of four last night. Just one night.
Game.
But no, I mean, I think, you know, you can tell if a guy can shoot or not. And I can remember so many times where if my shot was not falling, and again, this is just like BS pickup, but like one of my teammates was like, hey, keep shooting. You know, you're a shooter, keep shooting.
You got to keep
shooting. So if you're a shooter,
shooter
you keep shooting. That's the thing.
Shoot.
And you got to have people.
Well, Ja's not a shooter, but he has
to be confident to keep defenses honest.
I mean, you can make the game plan defensively easy for the other team when a guy with that much usage can't shoot
it from out
there.
You got to keep his confidence up there. Now, Ja's not typically a guy that struggles with confidence. But you don't want to shoot that.
Remember last year he's yelling at Harden about it. You better come out here.
That's
basically
right.
All that. And then right now it doesn't feel like there's any there. You realize he's only hit multiple threes, so more than one, twice this year in 19 games.
Yeah, and
like he is one of 20. Like I said, he is in a mad slump from 3-point range.
He has to be a competent shooter, so they're closing out on him, which frees up the drive game, because otherwise they're going to slack off 6 feet on the guy.
Last year, as a rookie, he's 33.5. This year, he's 20.5, basically, 20.6.
It'll get better,
I think. What did Josh say to James Harden? Tell that MF about me?
Yeah,
what
he said? Tell this about me.
Yeah.
You know, and that was basically, don't play off me. I'm going to hit these.
Hey,
and I'm telling you,
even at
33.5%, right, it's not good.
It's
but for
fine.
A rookie, it's better than Derrick. It's a lot better than Derrick Rose was his first season. And so there was enough there that he could be confident about it.
Yeah.
And if somebody played off him, he had enough confidence. He could knock the thing down like the James Harden situation. Mm-hmm. That's gone from him right now. And I'm trying to see if you're Taylor or if you're – can you help him get it back at all or you just ignore it? Sounds like right now at 1-20, you just ignore it. Let the man say, like you said, John, just go shoot, man. You're gonna snap out of it. I think right now that's how you handle it, but it's absolutely handcuffing them.
Yeah. And when you're losing, it exaggerates itself, right? When you're winning and you're shooting a crappy percentage, like, you don't hear about it.
Frankly, the fact that he could score 22 points, being, with as bad as he's been from three, a credit to the rest of his game that he could still be somewhat effective, because I'm telling the book is so easy on him. Just play off.
Back off.
Just back off because the guy can't shoot this season. Yeah. They've got to, and it's really a confidence thing because we've seen it be okay from him. They got to find a way to get it restored. I guess you just do that by saying, hey, man, just keep shooting, Ja. You're going to get out of it.
Yeah.
You're a superstar.
Yeah.
They need it.
But thanks to Ryan McDonough for joining us on the show today. We got lots more to come here on the show. We've been talking about Memphis basketball as they are coming off a pause tomorrow. And we got the question of the day up at 929 ESPN on Twitter. We will get back into that and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Coming up Wednesday, we'll tell you what the best case scenario is for the Jets as they look to finally get that franchise quarterback. Plus, we know KC has its quarterback, but what else do they need? That's Wednesday. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
KJZ, weekday mornings from 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. on 92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis's sports station. The teams, the Grizzlies, the Tigers, the SEC, the NFL, and more. All the names, all the games, one place, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, it's Shaq with Homer Skelton Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Millington. Truck month going on. Bucks, we're going to take care of you and your family. Be sure you get the best incentives available. 0% financing on new Ram trucks. Visit us at homerskeltoncdj.com. See why we're a bunch of noble guys in the car business, changing lives 4 tires at a time.
It all starts with just one thing. Get to know your local beekeeper. You can make sure they don't use chemicals in the hive, that they only sell surplus honey, plus locally produced honeys have a smaller carbon footprint. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Switch to T-Mobile for Business and get up to 90 days of service free via virtual rebate on your business plan. You get a great deal, the largest 5G network, and first-class benefits like Microsoft 365 on us. It's better for business and only with T-Mobile for Business. Limited time offer. Stop in store for details. Plus taxes and fees for some plans. Virtual Express MasterCard within 8 weeks of receipt of valid submission. Complete port within 60 days. See T-Mobile.com for 5G devices, coverage, and plan details.
This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors. When I talk to people about selling their homes or buying one, my motto is stick to your game plan. I learned this from my friend Coach Terry Tippett. Coach, you didn't go into a game without having a plan, did you?
No, Sheldon. Having a plan was critical to the success of all my teams.
That's right, Coach. Sticking to your game plan helped you win 4 state championships.
That's wrong, Sheldon. It was 6, just like the number of shots you make on a par 3.
Well, Coach, we've played golf together. What advice can you give me about my game?
You probably need to stick to real estate, as you're much better at doing that. Or perhaps bowling?
Great advice about real estate, not bowling. And as I always tell people, if they're thinking of selling their home, talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and let me be one of them. As they often say, when you want the job done, Coach, who should they call?
Shell Dunn, of course.
You can reach me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. That's 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com.
Right now is a great time to take advantage of Choate's winter specials by upgrading your furnace, switching to Rinnai tankless water heater, or getting $50 off air duct cleaning. By now, you most likely have heard of the benefits of UV light technology for your HVAC system. Purchase any new Carrier furnace right now, and we will install one for you at no additional cost. For those who have not installed a tankless water heater yet, what are you waiting on? Stop wasting utilities heating water you do not use and getting frustrated taking cold showers or baths. Right now, when you purchase a Rinnai tankless water heater, Choate's will install one premium toilet for free in your home. And Choate's is offering $50 off its air duct cleaning services. Not only does this service get the years of dust out of your ducts, it also helps the indoor air quality you and your family breathe every day. All these specials qualify for 18 months, no interest financing with approved credit. So call 347-8086 to schedule your free estimate today. Turn to the experts with Choate's and let our family serve your family.
The President's Day event is in full swing at Gossett Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Fiat on the Pike. And we're celebrating with 2020 Dodge Journey SE $19,990 or $249 a month. Or pump up your attitude with the 2021 Jeep Cherokee Latitude, $21,740 or $277 a month. Or take your pick, 2020 Ram 1500 Quad Cab Tradesman or 2021 Dodge Challenger SST, $339 a month. It's your choice, Ram 1500 or Challenger. We Gossett at $339 a month. So drive past the rest and come to the best Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat, 1901 Covington Pike, or shop online, GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we Gossett at Gossett Motor Cars.
All this finance through Chrysler, all 3,500 cash down, 75 months, 19 APR journey, LD 296.53, MSRP 26,860, Latitude MD 168,760, MSRP 27,805, 1500, LS 156,730, MSRP 35,185, Challenger, MH 58,158, MSRP 31,160. Includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax on a license with approved credit. CD for complete details. Offer valid through 3121 dealer stock only.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
When I see this guy, what's practical, what's logical, what the hell, who cares? All I know is I'm so happy when you're dancing there.
Yeah, it's all thawing out there. Snow's melted, snow's cleared, but they could have left some real damage. Ice could have left some real damage on your roof. That's a bad situation. But I got good news for you. I got a solution. His name is Chris McCauley of McCauley Roofing and Renovations. Here's what he's going to do. You're going to call him. He's going to come out. You're like, dang, that guy's kind of big. He is big. Huge. He's actually training, believe it or not, Jason, for a competition.
Like a UFC fighter? MMA?
He's basically an MMA fighter.
Wow.
And he's going to get up on your roof, and he's going to see, okay, is it a missing shingle? Is it storm damage? Whatever the case may be. Then he's going to get with your insurance adjuster. He's going to take care of all of it for you. And don't forget, when he comes over, mention that you heard about him on the Jason and John Show. You're going to get a free roofing upgrade.
It's important because like free, we all like free. Get that upgrade. You mentioned Jason and John. If you don't want to take our word for it, go check out Memphis Most, voted most popular roofing company. McCauley Roofing and Renovations was. Also, check out those 5-star reviews. They're on Facebook and see them easy. Read it for yourself. Best in town and can handle whatever job you've got, big or small. 487-7096. It's McCauley Roofing and Renovations.
Let's just refer to the poll here up at 929 ESPN. on Twitter. The question of the day that we have posed is if Memphis does not get into the NCAA tournament, which, look, I mean, they still can. There is a path for that to happen. I am of the mind, and we'll ask Joe Lunardi about this tomorrow. Really excited about that. We will ask him about, you know, Memphis, Wichita State, et cetera. But I am of the mind that if Memphis beats Houston at the end of the year, again, we think they're going to actually get two cracks at Houston now in the regular season. But if you beat them once and then you get to the conference championship final, and compete with them, you know, in the conference championship, that's probably going to be enough. Now, again, that assumes no losses anywhere else, of course. They have to win against Tulane. They have to beat Cincinnati. They have to beat South Florida and whoever that would be in their way to the conference championship. But they look, they may you don't know how it's going to shake out. You don't know who you're going to play on the way to the championship. Maybe you don't get Houston in the conference championship game. Maybe you get somebody else. I don't know. We just don't know what the bracket is going to look like. Either way it goes, I think Memphis is going to be able to do it. If they get to the conference championship game and beat Houston one time in the regular season, I just cannot see a way that's not enough. I mean, maybe I'm just totally wrong. Maybe it's not good enough. Maybe they just don't have enough convincing victories outside of that. But I think it's going to be enough, Jason. If you beat Houston one time in the regular season and then get to the conference championship game, I think it's enough.
That Houston game, what do we know about the reschedule one? Is that going to be the Friday before the Sunday you come here? Is that the only place you can put it?
I mean, I guess that's the only place you can put it, right? Like you said, you could put it Friday of this week. Does Houston have a game this Friday? What's their schedule look like? I mean, that's it.
That's where I was trying to get Wichita State, John.
They did West Kentucky on Thursday,
so they're not playing on West Friday.
Friday is the only day. Yep.
So that's going to be 2 and 3 days.
So you have like an NBA back-to-back deal, you know? Like the NBA has done that this year where you have the same opponent twice in 3 days.
I like my chances more getting one of those when I'm playing them 2 out of 3 like that, right? Like when I can focus sort of on one opponent over 3 days, I like that better in terms of my chances with that. We've seen this situation before. We saw it with Memphis and SMU this season.
Yep.
Clearly. And a lot of games, we've talked about this then, a lot of times that second game doesn't go like the first game. And that could certainly be the case here, but I like the idea of having them 2 times in 3 days. Penny Hardaway saying, look, we've taken care of business to this point to the degree that we could after the hole that we dug. Right now the key is going out and getting one of these two. Let's go do it in, you know, two, get one in these next 3 days. I think with this talent, again, if it comes out of the break, and that's a big if, playing similarly to the way that it went into the break, and other teams have done it, Michigan's done it, came off a 3-week pause, and, you know, after having a slow start, they have been outstanding these last, what, 5 games they've won since the COVID break.
Yep.
So it can be done. Hopefully for Memphis, it's a good ramp up with Tulane, and you get to that point by the end of the year where you're playing that sort of basketball in a situation where go get one in three days against them.
Yeah. So matchups. In terms of the poll results, 68% of the vote says Memphis should accept the NIT bid. 32%, of course, says Memphis should not accept the NIT. I don't know if we ever got you on the record. I think we kind of heard you make points for both cases. What would your answer be here?
Well, I started out with you, and then I came down on the other side, and that's why I wanted to hear all you guys, because I wasn't decided yet. And the reason we're discussing this is because obviously it was brought up to Penny yesterday during his press conference.
Who asked that question?
And Penny said, not sure. I'm sure.
Was it Giannotto?
I wonder, because most coaches at this time of year will take some offense to that question,
yeah,
right? Because you're
testy.
So focused on trying to make the tournament.
I don't think it's Giannotto, because Giannotto is the one saying that they're going to make the tournament. Man.
No, but I feel for the person to ask it, because you want to know the answer to the question. You need to know your options. You're covering this team. But Penny certainly would look at that as an implication. Oh, wait a minute. You think we ain't going to make it?
Right.
Like, I can get sort of how he was looking at it from that standpoint.
Well, if you're that coach,
for an NCAA tournament, if you're being asked that question with 2 weeks to go, you're going to look at it as an implication that that people don't think you're going to make it.
Right. No,
so,
I agree.
So I'm not sure he was going to give them much more than I'm not sure if we would. That said, that's why we're asking the question. Yes, Memphis clearly, for people that have texted and tweeted me, yes, Memphis clearly has a shot, not just to make the NCAA tournament, to still win the conference with what's left on its schedule. Now, you need Wichita State to lose somewhere in this. Yes, they still have the shot to make the NCAA tournament. But because Penny was asked about NIT, it's one of the reasons why we're asking the question. And let's be for real. While Memphis has a path, it is still unlikely right now with where they are in terms of the bubble, where Memphis is in relation to that bubble. They are clearly off of it right now.
In order to make this I don't know if the word is stratified poll, I'll also put it on Instagram and our Facebook accounts just so we can see some reaction there, too.
Danielle Lerner asked the NIT. Bold. Bold question.
Oh, wow, Danielle, the new beat writer.
Bold question coming out.
I give her credit. I mean, again, he may not want to hear it. Fans may not want to hear it. But you need to know because we're coming down to it. I mean, we're coming down to it.
Good question. And I love the question.
And, of course, Penny said he's not sure. There's still a season left, okay? Like, there's still a season left to play, and you're not.
My point, I bet you Penny hadn't even looked to see, okay, where are they playing the NIT?
Yeah.
Right? We in New York, how many teams? He's probably seen the reports, but he hadn't looked in any detail because you got a guy that's focused on making the NCAA tournament. We get that. The point is, if you do not make it, and clearly it's going to be close for Memphis, would you then do what has been in the past the next best thing? Mm-hmm. Is it still that? John's argument is that it's not that. That you got basically it's not a building block like it used to be. You can't spin it as that if you're Memphis in a year where everybody expected you, or at least me and you, people are changing the goalposts. We expected you to make the tournament. Does it hurt the brand if you take the NIT this year? I think after initially feeling what you're saying, I'm coming down on the other side that I think if you're Memphis, you come up that close.
Yeah.
Right? You're not in it. Probably because of the way the season's going, those kids are going to want to play. Those student athletes are going to want to play. You're going to end up doing it.
Well, like
you're going to tell yourself we're going to make a deep run.
I would say unequivocally, right? Unequivocally.
A deep run. It's only 16 teams.
If you could have fans, right? If you were doing this in front of fans,
Memphis.
You would do it.
That's easy.
The fans deserve that, right?
That's another reason why teams usually take the NIT bid.
It's an opportunity especially to play basketball
for your fans. Higher-seeded teams that have a home game.
But that's not what this is.
Right?
You know, this is away from Memphis, and it's going to be in a totally different location.
And if it ain't in MSG, you know, it's more ammo for you.
Listen,
it's a knockoff.
They might as well. They should play it in Rucker Park. That'd be interesting. You know, play that thing outdoors.
Where else are you going to play the thing if you're not playing in MSG?
South Dakota?
I mean –
The report is New York. They don't have whether it's at MSG yet or not.
Well, because you're gonna have Knicks games you have to worry about.
Right.
You know, I mean,
and Rucker Park would be fun.
Yeah, I mean, I would do it outdoors if I was the NIT.
Stop.
That would be on
ESPN Plus, fool. That would not make ESPN 2. We don't want to be on ESPN Plus.
I would actually have Memphis play.
Because if you're going to do it, it's to help this
N1 travel team. Yeah. That's what I would do. Sign me over there. You got Professor. Okay.
Yeah.
Who else?
So tell the truth. You think they're going to come out of here and stink it up?